Many airlines this week agreed to raise the price of a round-trip ticket beginning June 1st. Passengers are unlikely to notice the hike because it coincides with the temporary lifting of security fees, and the fare increase allows the airlines to pocket the difference. Summer airfares are their cheapest in more than a decade. David Field is the America's editor of Airline Business, a London-based monthly for airline executives. He says the airlines are hoping travelers will respond to low airfares.
They need to be enticed, but even more important, people know how to get low fares. It's very hard to fool the consumer. Mostly that's because of the internet. There's a phrase I heard yesterday for the first time, virtual guilt, a lovely phrase which means you may have looked for half an hour on the internet, but you know you can find something lower, and you go look for another half hour, and you do get something lower. There is no way to hide inventory, as the phrase goes.
How long can they stay low? Will they stay low through the summer?
They will probably stay low through the summer unless there is a very nice bounce back in the economy, which stimulates travel. I don't see that coming. Economists say that the economy is wobbly. The thing is, I don't think fares will go rock bottom. I don't think we'll see, you know, $49 coast-to-coast fares. Airline people are saying we can't get people back just by cutting fares. Stimulation of traffic is the phrase they use, and you can't stimulate traffic by giving away the house. Traffic, people's decisions, is driven by the business economy, by the corporate economy, and by the overall economy.
Well, you get leisure travel this time of year. You get vacations.
You get vacations, but people, decisions are made now by the same criteria. Vacationers pick with the same care that a corporate travel office picks a fare. And that's why it's so very hard to fool people. It's so very hard to make the distinction between a business traveler and a leisure traveler.
Is it fear of flying? Does it have to do with terrorism, or does it have to do with the economy?
I really think it's much more to the economy. The war pushed bookings down, but, you know, SARS pushed bookings down even more. And right now we're pretty much back to pre-war bookings in terms of the number of people. In terms of revenue, in terms of what people are paying, no, we're not. SARS is still going to have an effect, but you're not going to be able to make people overcome their fear of SARS by cutting prices. That's a much deeper, much more visceral thing. Another thing that's not really a factor is security hassles. There were times, I think, earlier this year when people were simply not flying because they didn't want to take off their shoes and take off their belt and blah, blah, blah. And people are getting used to that. They're factoring it in. And I think a lot of people would admit that the security hassles are a little bit less. Mostly we're just more tolerant of them now.
What does all this mean for airlines that are trying to avoid bankruptcy, or some of them are in?
There was a time that a few optimists thought there might be a recovery this year, that some airlines would break even. No one expected to make money this year. Now this so-called recovery is put off until 2004 at the very earliest, probably 2005. And that's a sort of a break-even recovery. The fantasy land, the never-never land of making enough money to pay your cost of capital, buy new airplanes, give people raises to make up for the pay cuts you force them to take, that's way off. And I think that in the next year or so, we will see a real demand by labor, justified demand by labor, to get back some of the things that they've given up.
Are there any airlines in danger of folding?
There's a consistent level of speculation that United Airlines will not get out of Chapter 11, which it entered December of 2002. That speculation is decreasing. 2 months ago, people put United's chances of liquidation at 50-50. Now it's maybe down to 20%. They're doing a lot of things. It may just take them a very long time to get out of bankruptcy. U.S. Airways went through bankruptcy very quickly. They filed in August, and they got out March 31st of this year. That's record time, and that, in a way, can distort one's perceptions. No one else is going to get through that fast, particularly if you're really big and complicated. Other bankruptcies, I don't think so. We have this $3 billion federal aid package of sorts, and that should give airlines that really need the cash enough cash to get through until the summer when people are lining up and buying tickets, or so we hope.
David Field is the America's editor of the magazine Airline Business.